You're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. This is Brendan. I'm with you until 9 o'clock this morning on this fourth Sunday of Lent. And I'm delighted to welcome Bishop Dennis Nulty to Religion Matters. Good morning, Bishop Nulty.
Good morning, Brendan. What a lovely morning this morning as well. And lovely to talk to you.
And listen, thank you so much for sharing your thought for today with us earlier in part one of the show.
Look, it was lovely. I particularly love the Stations of the Cross. And focusing on three stations, the third, the sixth and the 11th, I think is very special for people.
Yeah. And of course, you are sort of fresh, and the diocese is fresh from 24 Hours for the Lord, which took place. I know it took place all over the world, indeed, and Pope Francis was very much instrumental in bringing it to us for another year. But how did things go in the diocese here?
Shadow of a doubt, we thank Pope Francis greatly. But of course, we thank the Lord for offering his mercy and his love for us so often in life. In Kildare and Loughlin, we offer 24 Hours for the Lord in three parishes in the three deanries of the diocese. Port Darlington, Kildare and Loughlin West, Naas, they're very close to you in Kildare and Loughlin North, and here in Carlow at the Cathedral, Kildare and Loughlin South. I was in all three places for a time. I began the Port Arlington 24 Hours, Brenda, because I had confirmation there on Friday, so it suited lovely to begin the Holy Hour for them at half past seven. And in fact, I led a Station of the Cross reflection on the 14 stations, not just the three, and I think that was well received, very reflective. Then I went straight over to Naas, to the lovely Church of the Irish Martyrs in Ballycane. What a beautiful atmosphere, and I walked into Naas. Lovely number of people there again, just like Port Arlington. And again, I heard confession and led night prayer and a little reflection on the three stations, similar as you have
broadcast this morning. Yeah.
Then I made my way back near midnight to the cathedral here in Carlow and went in for a little while, felt myself getting tired. I said, I better get to bed because I'm on confession duty here in the cathedral from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, which is yesterday morning. So I had to be at top gear for that. So I rested well, and it was lovely to be in the cathedral early yesterday morning. Again, a nice crowd. Look, there's always room for more. Brenda, this is about reaching out, and I thank you to KFM for giving us a little bit of coverage on it. And the more we do that, Francis asks us to go to the margins, go to the edges. Special word of thanks to the priest of the diocese who responded in huge numbers to my invitation to be part of this reach out, diocesan reach out these days of Lent.
Now, the 24 Hours for the Lord is really about offering people and inviting people and offering people an opportunity to avail of the beautiful sacrament that is the sacrament of reconciliation. But it would seem that people maybe don't avail of it as much as they did before. And it is one of the more beautiful sacraments if you can sort of put one sacrament up against another.
Absolutely. I think we'd need to reimagine the sacrament, Brenda. I think it needs huge work. I absolutely love confession. I would go to confession myself regularly. I think all of us need to. There's a sense of owning our life before the Lord. We don't go to be judged. We go to be forgiven. We go to be healed. We go to be loved. And look, we all need that. And especially on Mother's Day, Brenda, a very happy Mother's Day to you and all mothers out there this morning, because this is a very special day. Mothers need great support, and I think families need at times great forgiveness for their lack of appreciation of mothers as well.
Yeah, well, amen to that. Yes, and thank you for your greetings. And I almost would have forgotten in the busyness of the day, I almost forgot on the radio this morning that it was Mother's Day, so that was remiss of me. Good morning to all the mammies listening out there. Now, Bishop, while I have you, I know that the Bishops' Conference, of which you're a member, they had their spring general meeting close to us in Maynooth last week, and I know that you issued a significant statement on the marriage referendum, and one of the lines that which jumped out at me from the statement is that the bishops, it seems sort of an overstatement, but the bishops are coming to this and offering their statement from a perspective of faith. Will you talk to me a little bit about what you said in the statement?
I certainly will, Brenda, and absolutely. It came from our spring conference. It would seem very strange if the bishops did not come out with a statement regarding the upcoming referendum. And obviously the title of the statement, I think, speaks volumes. Marriage is important. Reflect before you change it. That's exactly what we're asking people to do, to reflect deeply before changing the important article in our Constitution. And simply, we're saying, as people of faith, we cannot support an amendment to the Constitution which redefines marriage. I suppose Pope Francis talks about that lovely word, complementarity, which is the beautiful uniqueness that a male and female bring to a marriage. I think of my own father, mother, Lord have mercy on them. My mother did things that my father would never be able to do, and my father did things my mother would never be able to do in our family, if you like. So the bishops came out strongly with a statement supporting very much a Christian marriage as we understand it, and just asking people to reflect deeply before the changes. Because there is a sense, maybe in the larger media world, that it's difficult to hear the voice, the alternate voice in this referendum. We have to just ask people, look, reflect before you change. And no doubt people will be able to access the statement very clearly on the Bishops' Conference website.
Yeah, I think, is it on your own? It's on Candle, I think, .ie as well.
It's on Candle also, and it will be, I think, on most diocesan websites around the country as well.
Yeah, and just one other thing. I know that the deadline for responses to the Synod, the part two of the Synod of Bishops, which is coming up in Rome in October, you've been getting a lot of responses back, I imagine.
Responses are certainly coming in. They were very slow. Unlike last time out, Brenda, much slower this time.
Right.
A number of parishes responded. A number of individuals responded to me. I know more are coming. The response closing deadline was actually yesterday, was on Friday last, and that was so I've extended that simply to Wednesday, because this is such an importance in it. I want to give people every chance to respond. So we've texted parish secretaries, parish teams, parish priests to let them know, look at, get your statement, get your response into us by Wednesday. So that, to be clear on that, that is Wednesday after St. Patrick's Day. So celebrate very mildly, moderately, 18th, Wednesday the 18th. And because on Thursday 19th, I have a group meeting to collate our diocesan response. So if you like, if it comes after Wednesday, it is too late, unfortunately.
Okay.
I have to draw a line. We must get it back to Maynooth, to Monsignor Gara Delaney and the Bishop's Conference of Maynooth, who will be drawing with Archbishop Eamon Martin, will be drawing on the Irish Church response. We need to feed into that.
Yeah, and will there be, will you give a sense to people in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin of what people are saying?
Or will I certainly will. Absolutely.
You will. Okay, now I didn't get time to talk to you at all about these meetings that have been taking place on the whole area of funeral ministry, so I think I'll have to come back to you another time at that. It's always a thing where.
And we have too much to be talking about. You absolutely. There's a lot happening. And the funeral ministry meetings are absolutely splendid. And I look forward this coming week on the 19th to be up there in the Osprey in Naas, to be in Kildare for, to lead with Julie Cavanagh from the Faith Development team here in Carlow, to kind of lead a conversation again around funeral ministry and outreach.
Okay, and is that still open for people to go to
that? Certainly is the Osprey at 7:30 on Thursday evening.
Thursday evening. Well, okay. Well, I suppose it's opportune that we brought it up as well, just to remind people if they want to be part of the conversation. Bishop Dennis, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And as I said, we always run out of time because there is, never let people think that there's nothing happening in the church. There's
some people often say, Brenda, what
have
priests to do? Only say Mass. There's so much more in life, isn't that right? And
absolutely.
That's the wonderful thing about an embracing church. And it's lovely to talk to you and to all your friends on Faith Matters and KFM as well
and
this morning.
Before I go, will you just give a little blessing maybe to all the mammies this morning?
I'd be absolutely delighted, because I think it's so important. I think, it doesn't matter whether our mothers are looking on us from eternity or are across the kitchen table from us this morning, but let's think of that beautiful poem by Heaney, which I think was a very special one. And I think in some ways it gives a richness to what we're about as well. And the important thing, I suppose, of remembering mothers and remembering all that they do for us in life. And I simply pray that the Lord will bless all our mothers. The Lord will affirm all our mothers in their great witness to family and to God's love in all our lives. Amen.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Brenda.